Hori is Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. As Agdoma to Mishnayis Hori is, we have to explain why this Mesechta is not Seder Kodshim. It's really the Parsha of Shigig HaSeron, the Karbonis, is a Parsha in Parshas Vayikra and Parshas HaKarbonis. In Perek Dalet, the same way there's a Perek there on Korban Oshom, and Korban Oilon, and Korban Chatos, and Menochos, there's also the Karbonis that are brought by the Nosi, by the Sanhedrin, by the Melech, which is the subject of our Mesechta. And there's a few other Karbonis that are discussed over here. So why is it in Seder Nezikin? And the answer lies with who's bringing it. Part of the authority of Sanhedrin, of Nesiim, of a Melech, those that are in position of authority, is being able to take responsibility for what happens. And sometimes even Chalila, a mistake that happens. So because of that, the shlemus of Seder Nezikin, which really is totally in the members of the Sanhedrin and the whole institution of Smicha and the whole Shalshalas and Mesirus HaTorah that we've just finished learning about in Ovos, a chelik of that is that idea of Asher Nosi Yechta, which you look in Rashi and Chumash, Asher Nosi Yechta, and Rashi says, Asher Nosi Yechta, if the Nosi makes a mistake, and he's Yechta, and he admits his mistake, and he makes amends for it, Asher the door, that the Nosi, that those that are in a position of leadership and responsibility, could take responsibility. So this is really the Shleimus of those that are Oymin al-Midin. Now what we're talking about over here, Hayru Bezdin Lav Alachas Mikol Mitzvah, so Amur's Bateri, is that a Yid, Rachman al-Tzlan, Yid did an Avera, and he did the Avera not because of a mistake, because he didn't know the Mitzvah. He didn't know that it was Shabbos, he thought that it was Tuesday, he lit a match. He didn't know that this was a piece of chelev Rachman son, he ate it. What's the halach of any type of thing like that? Any mistake that a person has on an individual level is kaim and karmen chatos. Karmen chatos is limited to averos that are shigigosom. Shigigosom bechatos is limited to averos that are bechaybe krisus. If a person does chaybe krisus, if he does it bemazed with hasuro and edim, we pass and he gets malchus, and with that he has a kapara. But if he does it b'mezid without Eidim v'asro, then his punishment Rachman son is Koros. If he does it b'shoigeg, it's Chayv v'Korban Chatos. Of course, if that's true by an Aver Shiyesh b'Koros, it's true b'Chayv v'Mitzvah Bezdin. B'Chayv v'Mitzvah Bezdin also, if a person did b'shoigeg, it brings a Korban Chatos. The Mishnah says in Krisus that there are 36 Chayv v'Krisus. This is what's called a Chatos Kavua. Why Kavua? Because the Korban is the same thing. He always has to bring a Kifsa or Seira. That's in Vayikra Perek Dalet. There are certain Averis which are not the regular Chayvi Krisus or Chayvi Mrs. Bezdin that also are Mechayvi Korban. The Moshul, the person ate Chman al-Tan Basa B'cholav B'shoigeg, does tshuva. But it's not Mechayvi Korban. It has to be a high level of it. There are certain Averis that are not Chayvi Krisus or Mrs. Bezdin, still the Mechayvi Korban. The name of this type of Korban is called the Korban Oilu V'yorid. There are only three types of Averis that have this Oil of Yerid. It's called Oil of Yerid because it's not Kavua. The level of the Korban, is it an animal, or is it a Ben Yoyna, or is it Mincha Soilus, if he's, it depends on his financial state. There's an Oshir, an Evyon, and a Dal Shabbat Dalim. So the Korban Oil of Yerid, that's why it's called Oil of Yerid, because it goes up and down on a sliding scale. There's only three Averis that have this din. They're mentioned over there in Parashat Vayikra. One of them is for Shmias Kol Olo, which is being over a Shavua and not saying Eidus. One of them is on other types of Nishba Lasheker. And the third is Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshev. And because these three go together, that's why they're mentioned together in Mesechah Shavuos. You learned the first few problems we had in Mesechah Shavuos discussed extensively Tumas Migdash Kadoshov, simply because it's in the same category of Korban Oil of Yerid as Shavuah, which is really the main subject of the Mesechta, Ayin Shom. There is another exception to the rule that if somebody is Shoigeg B'Avoid Zorah, he brings a different type of Korban. This is in Pasha Shlach, it's a Seiras Izim, a young Seiras Izim, Teich Shnosser Rishayna. There's another type of Avera, which a person brings what's called an Oshem Toloi, and that is, there is such a thing as a Korban Oshem, which is not really the subject of our discussion, but an Oshem Toloi is if a person ate, let's say, Chelev, but even where he doesn't know that he ate Chelev, he has a Sofik. We have two pieces that got mixed up, he doesn't know which one he ate. He has to bring an Oshem Toloi. Toloi Miloshem Tliya is in that it saves him from Koris, from Yisurim, while he doesn't know whether he did Daver. If he ever finds out Bevados, he did Daver, he has to bring a Kama Chatov. But Dervail, it's Megan on him, that's called an Ashram Tolik. So, the chatois that we're learning about, that a person did in Aveira, are not within the regular context, even though we're talking over here also about somebody who did in Aveira, which would normally be Chayv or Karmel Chatos. A Yid Rachman al Slon ate Chelev was Michal Shabbos, but it's not based on his wrongdoing or wrong reading of a situation or knowing the halacha or knowing the mitzvahs. It's based on a psak, Bezdin Paskin, on a certain part of the animal's intestines that's not chelev, and then the psak came down, they were wrong, they made a mistake, and the psak was wrong. Or on a certain maisa that's not chelev Shabbos, and then it came down. Also, when electricity was invented, so it took years till Chachmei Yisrael clarified and wrote tshuvis what the halachic reality of electricity is. So let's say it would have been, and there would have been a psak, an original psak from the Sanhedrin, that electricity is not fire, it's not fire, it's not bain, it's not any of the other reasons why it should be also on Shabbos. These things don't happen, but let's say it would happen. So then anybody who did that Aveira does not bring an individual Karmel Chatos. The fact that he's doing it based on a psak is mafkia, the responsibility from him on a personal level. His Maisa Aveira is not a Maisa Aveira. Kilo, it's a product of a psak. When a person does that which was gepaskim by the Sanhedrin, it's a cheftz of a Maisa Aveira. No vos. The Aveira is that which was done al yidei the psak. So the psak needs the carbon, not the individual who did the Aveira. And therefore the Mishnah introduces us to this concept. Hayru bezdin lava alachas mechal mitzvahs. Or amuris b'teiru. Bezdin, paskin, rachman al-tan on something that's in the teiru. V'holach hayochid, an individual went v'osu shaykig al-piyem. He did it b'shaykig, he didn't know. Ben she'osu v'osu imoyen. Ben she'osu v'osu achreim. Whether the bezdin themselves did this ma'isa averu. Whether they did it with them, whether they didn't do it with them. Doesn't make a difference. Since they had a psak on their side, they're not responsible. It's mafkir, the shem, ma'isa averu, and the responsibility for the chatos from them, and the responsibility rests on the bezdin. Now, there's a knetch over here that the rav is moisiv, where the bezdin didn't do at all. So, what are you going to be mechayev them a carbon? They didn't do anything. Elamai, Yankel, the Pashto Yid, who relied on the ruling of the Sanhedrin and ate that, did that. He's not chayev, but they're also not chayev. They didn't do anything. Yeah, but their chiv is not for their doing. Their chiv is for the psak. So they'll be chayev despite the fact that they never did anything. The Yochid, Kishala Atzmoy, the Mishnah says, in Klolius, Potter, Mnesha Tolu Bebezdin. He's Potter because he was telling himself in Bezdin, that's why it's not a Maisa Aveira. Now we'll add one more very crucial point over here. The halacha that we're going to describe, that the Sanhedrin will bring a carbon for their Shigig Aseiro, is only when that psak was a psak of the Ziknei Yisrael, which is the Sanhedrin specifically of Shivim Ve'echot. Not a local Sanhedrin of 23, and for sure not a local Bezin of 3 Dayanim. They're not Mechoy Vekorban of Shig Yasayro. The question, however, is this, that it says that a Yochid that's also al Pi Bezin, they should tell him a Bezin, are we talking only about that case where they were told in a Bezin Shel Shivim Ve'achod, or maybe even if they were told in a Bezin of 23, the Psak didn't go all the way back to the Lishkas Agazis. It went up to the district Sanhedrin of 23. They pask him that it's mutter, that he needs a lad to turn on that, or do that, or eat that on Shabbos, or whatever it is. He did it. He was also Taylor Bebezdin. But maybe since the whole parsha over here is only Bebezdin Shel Shivim Ve'echod, that's where the carbon is, so then the Hafkov, the Shem Ma'isa Aveira of the Yochid, also only takes place on that level. This is a discussion. It starts in the Tesiyam to the Tferes Yisrael. It goes down to Gedele Achreinim, comes from Tesis on that base. There's a Karen Oyer over here in Daf Gimel, and the Poskim discuss it. There's an interessante hoisof on this. There's a major, major kasha. The more the Shmaitz on this Indian is a Neid of Yehuda. What's the kasha? Why are we saying over kasha Neid of Yehuda? Because they get the Poshup Shah. This din that we just read, that a Yochid that does Alpi Bezdin, is part of Neshatol of Bezdin, is a Machlokes Tanoim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's exactly the way we said. L'maisa the chacham, this seems to be the halacha, hold that no, a yochid that does al pi bezdin So sein dir, bis Teile Atzme be Besdin, he had a right to do it, but Lameisa. Obviously, there was some reason why this wasn't a Pashta Zach. The Sanhedrin had to rule on it. Who told you to do it? You're considered completely faultless. You did Alpi Besdin. Who told you to jump the gun? When do we have this halacha that the psak of the Sanhedrin is mafkir the shem ha'isaverim? Only if Revit the Tzibah did. Either Revit the Shevet. Revit's Shevet, by the way, a whole Shevet has din of a klal. Each Shevet has din of a klal. Sholem. So Revit of the Shevet or Revit of the klal. That means that klal Yisrael is doing it. It's not Yankel, Beryl, or Shmerel that did the Averim. This is what klal Yisrael eats for supper. This is what klal Yisrael does Friday night when the challenge needs to be warm, that they do that ma'isa. It was gepaskin that it's right. That's already not a ma'isa averu. Frechnei Yudah Kasha. According to the Chacham, lom zogin that it wasn't Reva that did it. It wasn't Klal Yisrael. It was only Reb Yisrael that did it. Okay, but Reb Yisrael had a psak. If Reb Yisrael's a psak, is an einus. There's a halacha kavua that a person was over in averu. And he's anointed, and not chayav kavod chatos. Tevik le mishum zeh. Forget about the special gzeza kosu of this parsha. Tevik le that he's anointed. The Neid Yehuda uses this as part of a far-ranging discussion, which we brought up in Yevamos. You can have other cases where a person does something up in anointed. So a woman heard from two edim that came into Bezin and said that her husband died. Bezin was mekabel the edus. Bezin was matter her to get married. She went and she got married. It's mavur in the mishnah at the beginning of Perek Yishei Rabbah and Yevamos that lemaisa she has a din that she was mizana when she went and she got remarried based on the psak. She has a din that she was mizana not ba'inis and she's asura to her new husband. Rachmana Litzlan. Why don't we say that she's an ba'inis? She had a psak. The teretz is a psak when it's proven incorrect is not called you did something ba'inis. Ba'inis is a mitzvah. This is a yediyah that happened to have been wrong. The Bezin passing up Yedem, they were wrong. Sanhedrin Paskin, they were wrong. That does not create an oinus. An oinus has to be a physical reality, or if Roiv of the Klal is doing it, that's mafkia, that's the chiddush of the parsha of Shigas Hara, that's mafkia the Shem Ha'isaver. That's the Pavus Terein, the Neid Yehuda in this context. The Mishnah continues, Hayru Bezdin v'yoda echad mehem shetov. The Bezdin, Paskin, whatever it Paskin, V'yoda Echemem, one of the Dayanim knows there was a dissenting opinion. And that Dayan knew that the Psak of the Sanhedrin was wrong. There was a Roiv, they Paskin that way. That was the Psak that came down to Klal Yisrael. He understood the Psak was wrong. Oy, even somebody who's not officially one of the Sanhedrin, Talmud V'hu Roi Lo Hiro, he has a Kerech HaPsak, he's not on the highest Sanhedrin, but he understands that there was some mistake over here. V'holach v'osa alpiyem, and he goes, he does the averu. So here he's at fault. Ben she'osu v'osa imohen, both of the bezin did it, and he did it with them. Ben she'osu v'osa akren, he did it, and then he did it afterwards. Ben she'loyosu v'osa areza chayev, he's chayev achatzus mne she'loy tolu bebezin. The regular yid in the street has a right to rely on the Sanhedrin. And that's Mafkir the Shema Isaver and his potter. The one who knows better is considered that he has a piece of mistaken information in his hand, which really goes back to what we just discussed. That for the Poshtayid, why would there be a Shita that you need Roiv of Yisrael? So that's, you have to say Torah, that's what Neid Yehuda says Torah. But the Dayan, the Talmud Chochem, who's Roi Leiro, if he doesn't have a Kerech HaRos, he's Mevatel Daitoy. He thought that it was also. Sanhedrin said it's mutter k'chel ha'sheirucha. But if he knows better, he knows better. He's not considered tel atzmai b'das ha Sanhedrin. And the halacha is that he's mechuyev. Mefarshim over here in the beginning of the sech to bring a very fundamental hoysofa from the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs on this. L'chayrud is a din. It's a pasuk of Parashas Shoftim. Afilu oimrim l'cho al yamin shu smel v'al smel shu yamin. K'chol asher yerucho. Rashi says over there, you listen to Sanhedrin with your eyes closed. That's the psak. And if somebody argues, ben l'kula ben l'chumi has din v'zok mamre. He's put to death. So how could you say over here that the Talmud Chochem has a dissenting opinion is at fault when he had to listen? So the Ramban says it's not as simple as that. The Talmud Chochem has a dissenting opinion should have came and he should have been matziah in front of the Sanhedrin, his tainus, and he should have worked hard to convince them. if he was cavalier about it. Look, you know, I think that it should be osur. They pass in mutter. Fine, no problem. I go and I do it with them. Why? I go and I do it. Then he's at fault. If he came and he was matzia de tainis, and their shikul adas is not like him, then he's mevatel daitoy. The kol asher yerucho is after his matzia daitoy, and they weren't mekabel his das. But if there's an element over here of him just being cavalier about it, that's when he's mechuyev kabel because he's not teila atzmai bezdin. Brings to mind the famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah where the cheshbonis of the bezdin were off. Rabbi Gamliel the Nasi passing out like a Bishua, and Rabbi Bishua had to come in front of the Sanhedrin. B'makle b'tamilu b'yem shechaliyes Rosh Hashanah b'yem shechaliyes im kippur lefi cheshbonis. So this is the psicha to the Mishnah, to the Masechta. The Mishnah finishes off, Zaklal ha-teilu ba'atzmai chayiv, one who's doing the very teilu ba'atzmai, which is this Talmud or Dayan Shigir lo-hirov, ha-teilu be-bezdin potter. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat it? So we'll see a case in the next Mishnah where there could be a teilu be-bezdin even though the mistake was evident. We'll see him in Seshem Mishnah base.